Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
District 1 Medical Examiner's Office, where I have to say would take longer than the 2 minutes y'all have time to listen, so I won't attempt to do so. Instead, I'll just ask the dais to think about this for these 2 minutes, as it's, again, not on the agenda.
This is at the public, the open forum section of the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners meeting from last Thursday. Keith Bowe, and, you know, every once in a while, the public gets a hold of an item and starts thinking about it and realizes, you know, this is kind of important. Maybe y'all ought to pay attention to this and come up with a solution.
We've all heard about the meeting at Smokey's Restaurant in order to request letters sent from the funeral directors to support the defiance of the project, or the splitting of the project, or anything but advancing the project that I can see. There's even a video out from Andrew McKay taking a tour of the dilapidated facilities showing how poor the conditions are in the morgue. They can't be sanitary. There's got to be cross-contamination under those conditions.
And so what is the Escambia? Because Escambia is the hiccup. Escambia is the problem. They are the roadblock right now, you know, trying to figure it out. Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton are all on board. Let's build a facility. Let's do it. Let's solve this problem. Let's fund it. Let's get it done with. And Escambia is like, man, yeah, I just don't think we're going to do it that way because we don't like it. We like it where it is in this terrible facility that is outdated, in need of $4 million of renovations to even be functional, really. And, you know, why don't you have two facilities? Why don't you split your staff? Why don't you create more security problems? Why don't you do all of these things that don't make sense to anybody but the three of us, or maybe the four of us with Robert Bender thrown in, you know, Jeff Bergosh and Lumen May and Stephen Berry, who just kind of have this attachment notion that it's got to be in Escambia County, despite what all the experts, including Mike Kohler, who actually is a nurse and has done autopsies and understands and has seen the facility in operation, which none of them have. Two of them have seen it. Two of them have not seen it at all and don't know what they're talking about, but still they're the experts. Experts, right?
Keith, since you're still here, I'm just going to highlight this real quick because I do think we need to talk about the medical examiner's office. I asked Wes to get it on shortly, so we need to hash that out and get it out in the open and just see where one falls on that.
Yeah, I mean, if you'd stop canceling all the committees of the whole meetings, then maybe you could actually have a meaningful conversation like this. So the actual medical examiner's office board, the DOMS board, had a meeting last week and kind of been talking about this throughout the morning. In that meeting, they hashed out a lot of stuff. I'm not sure that they exactly came to any good conclusions, but you basically have Escambia and, you know, of course, Stephen Berry cannot show up to this meeting because, you know, he was involved in that Smokies filled room where, you know, the letters got fabricated or exaggerated or whatever, however you want to describe it, that wound up, in my opinion, defaming Deanna Oleski, the medical examiner. And then they backed off with some of those letters. And, of course, we talked about that quite a bit on the show. And, you know, Jeff Bergosh published those letters before that. And so, you know, he's kind of involved in all this. Lumen can't, none of the three of them can show up, you know, so they sent Robert Bender. I mean, Eric Gilmore is the director of public safety. He's there as a representative officially, but, you know, Robert shows up and he's trying to explain it to him. And he says, look, we just need to stay in Escambia County. We need something out of this deal because we're losing our facility. And they're basically like, I don't understand the advantage here. I don't get why you're so attached to this. Well, a lot of theories about that, but this fighting over whether to have a second facility or not has become the major sticking point. The three commissioners and Robert Bender, they want to have it, you know, they want to have an Escambia County facility. And Deanna Oleski says this doesn't make any sense.
I got to duplicate a low dox. I got to have extra equipment. I have to have everything in two different places. I got to take the tox back to the other side. Then I got to figure out where I'm going to put my evidence that the law enforcement can come pick up. They don't know where to go. Oh, is it sacred? I don't know where the evidence is. Did I bring it back with me? Or am I transporting it back in my vehicle?
I thought all those cases would go to your new facility.
He's talking about all Escambia County cases.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, so what of the 47%, how much are That's what I'm saying.
It is cheaper to for you to pay for them to go back to Escambia County than to run a separate team.
It's going to cost you.
Again, I'm representing my board here. Okay,
I'm going to be a fiscal conservative for you.
So I understand
what she's saying. So what Commissioner Bender and the board seem to be wanting is like a distribution point for the bodies in Escambia County. And she's like, why don't you just hire somebody to drive the bodies back from Avalon if that 8 minutes extra time or 3 minutes extra time? And by the way, funeral homes that operate out of the north end of Escambia County, it's actually more convenient for them to go to Avalon, the proposed site of this new facility. And most of these funeral homes operate across several counties, so it's not like they're only in Escambia County, parochially located right around Sacred Heart or something. So she says, why don't you just pay somebody $35,000 a year to transport the bodies? That's better than the $700,000 it's going to cost us to extra staff a second facility that is in terrible condition anyway, that has got security issues because everybody has access to this morgue anyway. It's bizarre. You know, they're going into a medical professional's environment and they're trying to say, well, you don't really need to do this and this and this. You can run your business a different way. And she's like, the hell I can. I mean, you're asking me to do dumb stuff. We'll come back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays right now. Looks like Highway 98 doing just fine. No problems from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. And the same thing with 90. Looks like everything's moving just fine at posted speeds. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So thanks so much, Candy. So basically, you know, Commissioner Bender says, like, why can't we do the low quality or the low need, low acuity autopsies at Sacred and do the high acuity ones at Avalon? She's like, well, how do we know the difference? They don't come with a pre-made tag that tells you which one. You know, like, the sorting is a big part of the process, and so you need to have this low-dox machine that does the quick scans, and you need to have photographers, and you need to have the investigators, and, you know, you need to, like, you have all of these inefficiencies in creating it this way, and there's nobody who's an expert in this field that says, no, you know, the right way to do this is to have two facilities. Russell McElroy is the architect that's helping design the facility. He's built over 160 of them around the country.
Dan, it's always the goal of a facility, if they are divided like that, to try to come back together into a single facility. The inefficiencies of being in separate places, even like you are now with your autopsy in one place and your office in another, it is almost always the case across all 50 states where we've done these, where they're trying to bring them back into a single facility.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to aim at having two facilities split staff and the responsibilities. Brad Baker, by the way, very impressed me in this meeting. Several of his suggestions, things he's trying to raise reasonable points and be a peacemaker all at the same time.
And my question to you would be, why would you want to invest $4 million in Sacred that's not a, I mean, that's just to help Sacred if they ever kick us out or you out? You know what I mean? There's no way to get that $4 million back. Why would you not want to invest in it a little bit more and have a new facility that lasts 30? How long has Sacred Heart lasted?
25 years.
25, 30 years.
Why do you want to put $4 million into an ancient facility that won't be right even then, instead of putting a little more than that to put your share up for the great facility that will be what all three counties and what really Escambia want to have done so that the ME can do her job? Like, what is the hang up here? He's exactly right about that. Now, one thing I thought was kind of interesting is for a little bit of historical context, Dan Schebler pointed out, this seems to be a long, like, this makes me wonder if maybe Florida just is not doing this right, because this squabbling of the counties is apparently not new. It's a long-standing problem.
There's a history here in District 1 that I think you guys are all right. Cool. Aspects of it. And it's varied. Sometimes it's been Okaloosa County. Sometimes it's been Santa Rosa County. Sometimes it's been Escambia. Rarely has it been Walton County.
Oh, come on.
But they don't have any. They have very few cases. Yes. But we're not going to pay. That's been a consistent theme from the counties to the medical examiners over the last 50 years.
Over 50 years. And by the way, we're at the verge of lawsuit time now. Like, if Escambia doesn't help fund the facility, what they're talking about, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, and Walton, is, well, then we got to sue Escambia to get the money. And then we're suing a fellow county, which we don't want to do, or we're telling our taxpayers that they're going to have to pay double per autopsy because we're not getting any funding from Escambia County. It's a lose-lose situation for us. Even if we win, it's bad.
That's too much. We're not going to pay. They even went so far twice from what research, newspaper research, and media researches.
Yeah, it sounds like it's...
The Medical Examiner Commission has come and met here in this district to stress how important it is. It's gotten to the point where previous district medical examiners said, well, it's not going to do those Santa Rosa County cases if you don't pay the fee that's necessary to provide the service. Or we're not going to do the... I think it was brought to Escambia County at one point in time by a medical examiner. We're just not going to do the service. If you don't pay us for the service, we can't provide the service.
So this is not apparently new, and I think it might be a byproduct of the very structure of this deal, but can't really fix that structure right now. Instead, we've got this problem in front of us. And the problem is that you got 3.5, I'll say, Escambia County commissioners who are just like heels dug in, unwilling to move on doing what makes sense across the whole 4-county area. And the why, there's a lot of debate over the why. What basically Brad Baker came up with is, can we not just all get together and talk a little bit? Or can maybe the medical examiner's representatives can get together with Escambia in some kind of a meeting and figure this out? Would you be willing to try 2 facilities and see how it goes? He came up with that as an idea. You know, or at the very least, can you present, you know, actual cost to run 2 facilities versus the proposed cost? And then at least Escambia can say yes and no to an actual list of what it would take instead of all the objections. But I will tell you, there's another concern here. You might not be thinking about this.
There is another issue we haven't even talked about, and that's her potentially applying other places that hasn't been discussed.
What if she leaves?
If she does leave us, we start fresh with the new medical examiner. But if she doesn't leave us, they do want some kind of commitment that we're going to give it a college try to make it work.
That's Craig Coffey. He's the director of the board. He's the chairman of the board. He's the associate. I think he's the assistant county administrator in Okaloosa, if I remember correctly. But by the way, medical examiners are in massive demand, you know, terrible, terrible demand. So it's not like you can just go out and get. In fact, she's apparently even looking into the possibility of being the District 2 and District 1 medical examiner, like overseeing both districts. I don't know how that would work, but apparently it's a possibility. So just I don't know how to get you guys to come, you know, come to Jesus. You know, figure this out. It's your job to do this. I know it's not sexy, but it is important. And by the way, again, the end result problem here is, you know, you're potentially compromising legal cases against homicide victims, you know, murderers. You're potentially complicating things for families who are already struggling with this. And you're trying to force them by your negligence to do a job in terrible circumstances. I think basically because of ego. I think basically ego is the issue here, which is a terrible reason to do anything. 823 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you are buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is fantastic at this. She sold 230 homes last year. I mean, crazy prolific, right? And she will help you on the selling side. She can also help you on the buying side. But here's just kind of my general recommendation. Make a list of 3 people. There's probably, you got somebody, you know, like buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, somebody who you know who's in real estate, fine, maybe a relative. Then you've got like somebody that you've heard of, you know, or whatever, and that's fine. Okay, that's 2. And then Christina Leavenworth, make your list of 3, interview them, ask them questions, and see who you think makes the most sense to you. I can't tell you how that's going to turn out, neither can you. That's why you do it that way. But that's what you, when you're talking about a major financial decision, you want to make sure you get a couple of options. Just be sure that Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty is on your list of people to talk to. 723-9158.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Talk to me like that, Charlton Heston. It's 826 here on News Radio 92. No. Wow. Yeah, I get it. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I was going to say, yes, he can. He's a gun guy, right?
Mm.
But not now.
All right.
As we take a look at our roads, we're not showing any of the slowdowns or delays right now. It looks like everything is running at posted speeds, and everything is clear right now, which is good. Taking a look on Chase, downtown Gregory Garden, and Palo Fox, all checking in clear with no slowdowns. If you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The man accused of stabbing Cash App founder Bob Lee 2 months ago is going to be in court today with a new lawyer. His previous defense argued the crime was a combination of an accident and self-defense. Police say the two men knew each other and got into an argument over the suspect's sister. He's already pleaded not guilty.
Wait. I accidentally stabbed him in self-defense?
Yes. Best legal argument ever, right?
It just reminds me of the old, you know, the old line, like, officer, I don't know what happened. I was just standing here on the corner, peeling my apple, when up walks this guy, into my knife, backwards, 27 times. You know, like, it's just...
Well, okay. When you say it like that, it doesn't seem as plausible.
Yeah. Self-defense. All right.
And police in Denver say 10 people have been hurt after a shooting this morning. 3 victims in critical condition there. Police initially had reported 9 people were wounded. They say a 10th person was discovered after they sought treatment at a hospital. And the Biden administration, defending its decision to initially say that news reports of a secret Chinese spy base in Cuba were not accurate.
We were as forthcoming as we should have been at the time the first stories appeared.
That is National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby. He tells reporters the information was sensitive at the time of the news reports, and there's limits as to what can be disclosed.
Yeah, this is a frustrating story because I remember you relaying the news that they had said it wasn't happening and me saying, obviously, what do they need for a spy base on Cuba? They've got their tendrils and everything else that we do. And now we find out, oh, look, sure enough, they do, so... Okay, whatever.
This has got to be the best time ever to be a conspiracy theorist. I mean,
I think we know how to categorize the truth about the Cuban Chinese spy base.
How do you get shirts so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese Secret.
That's the name of the base, Ancient Chinese Secret 1. No? Nobody? Nobody? Crickets here?
No, we got it. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, your crickets suck. These are the crickets.
Crickets are louder than mine.
Yeah.
829 on News Radio 92.3. If you're an employer and you care about your employees, which of course you do, and you want to provide them the best benefits, the best choices, the best price, and also manage HR, manage payroll, and all that stuff, Listen, Torgerson and Causey, we have been using them here at News Radio in Cat Country for like 5 or 6 years. They're great. I mean, genuinely, like you just don't think about an HR company when you're an employee until you get a new one that's better and you're like, oh my God, this is so much better. Like, that's been our experience here. So just trust me from personal experience. They're fantastic and no obligation for them to review what you're doing. 20 years helping businesses, 433-9996 or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Former President Trump's been meeting with his legal team and other advisors in Miami, preparing for today's first court appearance on federal criminal charges.
President Trump is scheduled to appear in a courtroom at 3 o'clock this afternoon. A little bit ahead of that, the former president is expected to turn himself in voluntarily to federal authorities. He'll be digitally fingerprinted and he'll be photographed. However, the photograph will not be released to the public, and at no point will he have to wear handcuffs.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri. The Consumer Price Index shows inflation easing last month.
We got a 0.1% gain month over month. 50 economists were looking for a gain of 0.2%. As for the headline year-over-year number, that coming also in a little bit lighter than expected at 4% even.
Fox's Cheryl Cassoni. The expectation was for 4.1% there. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 79 right now, partly cloudy in Pensacola. And we're hearing today from the alleged victim of a home invasion Monday morning on Majors Road. He spoke with Channel 3 after he says five masked men with guns broke into his home and demanded money.
I thought they had fixed to kill me and my wife. I think if I'd have maybe pulled out a gun or act defense, I think they'd have killed me. I feel like somebody that knows me real close planned this here and had them to do it.
And he reportedly said he didn't have any money at the time and was pistol whipped. Sheriff Chip Simmons says it was not a random act. Right now, Escambia County investigators working to find the people responsible, and they're asking anybody with information to contact the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers. Starting next month, it might cost you more to park at the Pensacola International Airport.
No one has ever been in my position and said, I enjoy raising the parking rate. No one's ever said that. I can guarantee, I haven't looked it up, but no one's ever said that. But it doesn't mean it's not necessary. And, you know, we've got to be able to generate revenue to provide the amenity and the quality of service that people expect when they come to the airport.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves there. He's calling for a daily max rate increase of $2 a day for garage and surface lots and $1 a day at the economy lots. The Pensacola City Council will be voting on the proposed increase at their meeting this coming Thursday. Viral video showing a small black bear at a beach in Destin this week has gotten a lot of attention. Wildlife experts say that while it is neat to see animals like that, if you do, you should probably keep your distance.
I was definitely very concerned for the citizens and how they interacted with the bear. You know, people were corralling the animal, getting very, very close to it. It's a wild animal. You don't know how it's going to interact with you. Even if it's a young animal versus an adult, you don't know how they're going to interact. So we just always tell people to keep their distance.
Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge's Kennedy Brinkley. Her comments made after the viral video showed beachgoers crowding the bear and taking pictures. She says it's a good reminder we do share our area with bears and we need to give them space if we see them. The mayor in Miami says they're ready for whatever happens today as former President Trump arrives at the federal courthouse for his arraignments.
In our city, we obviously believe in the Constitution and believe that people should have the right to express themselves. But we also believe in law and order, and we know that, and we hope that tomorrow will be peaceful.
And that is Francis Suarez, the mayor of Miami. He says the city is used to handling large crowds, and they're expecting up to 50,000 people outside of that courthouse today. But they say they're prepared no matter what happens. It is 8:34, News Radio 92.3. Candy's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Not showing any problems. Looks like downtown is clear. Not showing any accidents except this one. It's Grand Canal Street and Vestivia Way. It's off Highway 98 and Gulf Breeze. It says there's a partial roadblock. Caution in that area. Traffic tips 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a chance of some afternoon showers and thunderstorms today. 40% chance of rain overall, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Wednesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got 80 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 78 in Milton.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Your money now. The markets are up this morning. The Dow up 112.96 at 34,179.29. S&P 500 up 22.73 at 43,61.66. The NASDAQ up 98.68 at 13,560.60. Our 10-year bond rate down just slightly, 3.72%. Gold prices are up $4.50 today at $1,974.20. Silver prices are up a little bit as well at 24.18. Today's report showing inflation is slowing. May's inflation rate at its lowest rate in more than 2 years now. The Labor Department says the consumer price index jumped about 0.1% for the month, bringing the annual rate down to 4%. That's the smallest increase since March of 2021. The report comes as the Fed is due to announce whether another interest rate hike is coming or whether they're going to hit the pause button on that for now. The Golden Globes Award Show is being sold, and the Hollywood Foreign Press Association shutting down.
The once popular award show is being sold to Dick Clark Productions and an investment firm. The Hollywood Foreign Press has been dealing with scandals in recent years. The powerful group of international entertainment journalists have been under fire for a lack of diversity and black members. I'm Trey Thomas.
And student loan payments are due again starting this October. The Department of Education said the pandemic pause on monthly federal student loan bills will resume this year. The pause began in March 2020. The Biden administration has previously said it would end either 60 days after June 30th or 60 days after the Supreme Court rules on the separate student loan forgiveness program. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 o'clock, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Goodbye.
All right, Candy. I have heard, and I hope it's true, that you watch TV sometimes.
I do.
Okay, good. So we can have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Should TV, and I don't, it doesn't have to be broadcast. I mean, anything that's you watch as serials. Should a TV series have a finale or not have a finale when it ends? Like, should it have a, you know, the wrap up, tie the loose ends up, send you off into the distance with a warm fuzzy, or whatever it is they try to do? Are finales a good thing or a bad thing? And I'll tell you where my thinking is at on this, okay? We just finished watching. We had never watched Malcolm in the Middle before, or not really. And mm-hmm. so we just finished watching. We watched all, I think, 7 seasons or whatever.
Very well-written show. Pretty funny.
The finale was so bad.
Right.
It was just awful. And it was so unlike all the rest, and it was just, you know, like, ugh. Like, it honestly, I would have rather had one show prior be the end. Because, I mean, in this particular show, they're always creating these crazy circumstances that don't continue throughout the, you know, like stuff that doesn't hold up to be true. And that's fine. I don't, you just learn to adapt.
Dewey starting his own business.
Yeah, exactly. Or Malcolm's dating somebody and whatever. Okay. So for me, I would have been happier if they'd have just stopped, you know, make one last episode, make it funny and then be done. Instead, they try to do all this weird, and it's just terrible. And that has been my experience, I think, more of the time with finales. Is now, there are exceptions. There are great finales, don't get me wrong. But so much of the time, the finale itself leaves such a bad taste that it kind of makes you angry. Like, sure. Not that the show is ending. You're already angry about that. But you're angry the show is ending and that it ended so badly. 437-1620. Should TV shows try to do finales? Candy?
Yes, there should always be a finale. Okay, even it, like the worst finale, I think, was the first Roseanne.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That whole thing. And she's like, oh, Dan's dead. And of course, they brought him back. And it was like, oh, it's a dream or whatever. But there's like reality shows, too. Don't say anything with your mouth. But okay, there's a show called Daisy of Love, which is awful. And it's a spinoff of Rock. Dude, I know. Just shut up and hear me out. Okay.
I'm not saying anything.
I know. Well, shut up. Okay. Brett Michaels used to sing for Poison. And he's the nicest guy ever. And so he had this dating show. And it was stupid. It's a bunch of girls that want true love by, you know, a big dating competition
and
or whatever. Right. And what?
And a bandana.
A bandana. I know. He wants them to continue their tour. One of these girls had a spinoff, Daisy of Love, and it's 12 guys, and it was stupid, you know, but there
Trashy
was no
TV.
It is, but there was no finale. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She went off with a guy and then they weren't together. She appeared at Funds and wouldn't even talk about it, and we never got a finale. And that still bothers me. I know it's stupid because it's a stupid show.
Well, that's
and
a little different because that's like a contest with no end result.
But
that's like a football game that's,
you know,
58
like,
minutes long.
I want to know, like, MASH finale? Great. All of these finales, great. You got to, you know, you need something to tie it up because you're not going to see these people again. No, shut up. You can't get a newsletter. All right, go.
MASH. Fantastic, of course,
but
obviously.
Sad finale.
Yeah, it was horribly terrible, sad finale. But you remember, right? That
yes.
wrapped the show, okay? You know, the Friends did pretty well. I think they're.
And, oh, I forgot.
Okay,
great
Friends
finale.
Did, yeah.
Yeah.
Seinfeld, of course, was absolutely fantastic. A complete departure from the show, but fantastic on its own right. The trial and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time.
Newhart?
Most of the time, I think that shows end badly because they're trying to do MASH, or they're trying to do Seinfeld. They're trying to do this, like, big thing, and they're just not up to the task. And it winds up being worse than if they'd have just let it be the end.
We don't agree on a lot, and you're wrong. And no, okay,
let's
it's the
take
same
some
reason.
Text. Let's take
no,
some
no,
text.
No, 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 shut up. Okay. Well, no, but like the way we have funerals, that's not for the living. I mean, it's for the living, rather. It's not for the dead. It's not for that. Like, you know, you want that final closure, that final send-off. You can talk now.
437-1620. Somebody says, I would like a finale to learn what happens to the characters on some shows. Somebody says, A Million Little Things. I watched every single episode. I was hooked, and
great.
The finale was horrible. I hated it, and it did upset me. Somebody here says, no, finales are not necessary unless it is a miniseries because of possible reboots. Somebody says here, 437-1620, serial TV is not an entirely good thing. I like standalone episode shows that don't need finales. Notable exceptions to all that. And by the way, that's a good point. You know, some shows are a genuine series with cliffhangers and developments and results, and you want some kind of a. But I mean, I never watched Lost, but my understanding is that was not satisifying.
Yes, it was.
Oh,
you know,
okay,
it depends on who you talk to. The only Game of Thrones finale sucked. That's
there
you
go. See,
it.
That's another example.
Because you couldn't see it, and it was stupid.
But
you know what happened?
But if there are, like, if it's standalone episodes, you know, then you don't need a finale because it's never like that. You just have another standalone episode, and that can be the end of it, and be happy with that because that's
like
the thing.
Brady
that
Brady Bunch
good at.
And Black Mirror,
or Magnum PI, or you know, SEAL Team. It doesn't matter. Any of these things.
I don't remember the ending of Magnum PI, but
somebody here says, "Let's see, finales, yes; spinoffs, no." Think Golden Girls, great finale. Golden Palace, bad spinoff. 437-1620, Firefly ended badly, but was a great show.
You are absolutely correct.
Bob Newhart was the best finale.
Absolutely,
I think it
correct.
Really depends on the show. If there's continuing thread throughout the series with little side stories and the main thread needs to be tied up. I see the idea is, I mean, imagine a book without the last chapter. I get that. But it just seems like they're good at building this thing, this thing, this thing, and then they try to build a different thing, and sometimes it's great, and sometimes it's a catastrophe. Best modern day TV finale, Justified. Oh, okay. So I only watched
just
like one episode
that.
Of that.
No, insane, yeah. I like it.
A show should have a finale, but they should let you know that it's the finale so that people like Andrew could simply not watch it. Problem solved. Trigger warnings. That's right. Hey, by the way, of course I'm going to watch it, though.
Yeah, go ahead, Snowflake.
I mean,
watch
of course.
It.
Yeah, I'll watch it, and then I'll complain about it afterwards. 437-1620, agree many finales fail. No finale, just keep in mind what we want to think happened, and better to just hear it on the internet that the show is not renewed. Yeah, it just fades away.
Yeah.
437-1620, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, as we take a look, Vestavia Way and Grand Canal Street. This is in Gulf Breeze near Tiger Point. Partial roadblock, so use caution in that area. West Side Highway 98, they're near Navy Exchange Road near the hospital, showing an accident, but it looks like that is open and moved off to the side. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. No, I'm not wrong.
Somebody here says the problem, 437-1620, the question was, should shows have finales or not? And, you know, my argument is that finales fail more than they succeed and wind up disappointing you. And so I'm not sure that they are a good thing. Somebody here says the problem with the finale is that someone ends up bringing it back after the finale. It's kind of like, you know, the Cher's last concert.
Yeah.
You know, right? Tom Brady's last
kiss,
football he
right.
ever threw. This one didn't even hit a drone. 437-1620. I don't know that one. A-Team was awesome. Oh, I don't remember the finale of A-Team. Goodness.
I don't either.
And I think this is probably the right way to leave this. Our good friend Scott at Frontier Motor says, one word, MASH. 847 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, opinionated. I'm Andrew McKay.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick, It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Do you feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
I really appreciate all the hard work staff's been doing to address the concerns that have been raised about splash pad and whether, you know, kids, you know, are getting, are slipping and falling and getting hurt is something that we have been looking at to see what can we do to mitigate. There was anti-slip paint put on the splash pad as a measure that would be more protective, but at the same time, there are kids who are falling, and so we are still looking at if, what else the city can do.
This is Mayor Heather Lindsay talking during last week's Milton City Council meeting about the splash pad, something I guess I had never really thought about in this context, but it sort of makes obvious sense once you think about it, that guess what? Kids running around in wet areas, you know, that can be dangerous.
Yeah, and I believe Bethany tried it for herself to see and noticed just how slippery it was. And so you might think it's not going to be slippery because it's anti-skid paint, but it's actually still slippery.
That's Bethany Anderson she's talking about, who's the new PIO for the city. So I'm picturing Bethany out there running around in the, you know, in the splash pad, testing it out for herself to see. Randy Jorgensen, the city manager.
We've tried everything we can think of to make the area as coarse as possible, but at the same time having a surface that is impervious. I think we've achieved what we can in talking to others involved in the industry, including individuals who have splash pads in communities that surround the city of Milton, conversations specifically with the city of Pensacola. They said they're plagued by the same problem daily. And there are communities even going as far as to close their splash pads.
What?
I know we don't want to do that.
And I know we don't want to do that.
Yeah, man. But can you imagine, like, communities that have splash pads, a universally beloved feature for young kids to play in, and even some older young kids, and even some adults with young kids. you know, but because I remember, like, when the one on Palafox was closed down for so long and dysfunctional for so long, and just like, when's it going to come back? When's it going to come back? And I know the one in Milton is super popular, and everywhere we've ever lived, there's always been splash pads, and they're great fun, but, you know, they're worried about litigation, they're worried about accidents and things like that. So what is Milton doing?
We put half a dozen signs around the perimeter of the splash pad indicating appropriate footwear. We've indicated that running should not occur on that surface. As I said, I think at our last meeting, it's a parental responsibility to try to tell a child that, you know, you don't run. It's just like at a pool, but a pool's got a lifeguard. The lifeguard in the case of the splash pad is the parents. And I would hope that they protect their children and indicate that running is not acceptable behavior on a slippery surface.
Yeah, and he's right. Like, when you have a pool, you have a lifeguard to tell them not to run. But the real lifeguard in every situation is the parent. And I just tell you, you know, for me, I wouldn't necessarily tell them not to run. I would just understand, like, well, you know, if they run and they fall and they get hurt, that's on me. The problem is, of course, sadly, we live in an environment where people think that if you go to a city-provided amenity like a splash pad and your kids run around like demons and you don't take any care to govern them and then they slip and fall, you're like, oh, sweet day in the morning because you're thinking about the lawsuit and the money. And I understand that people have to think defensively about this, but I do feel a bit like, as a culture, we have been the victims of a collective unwillingness to tell stupid, irresponsible people that they're stupid and irresponsible. and instead have allowed them to win in court and then make everybody defensive about everything because they're afraid of getting sued, whether it's schools opening the playgrounds up to the public or whether it's the drive-through and the temperature of the coffee or, you know, you pick your example. It's all these, and I know there's more to that particular case than meets the eye, but still, you know, we're collectively missing out on things because, you know, the cost of litigation and the fear of it and the cost of insurance against that litigation. I mean, I remember when, like when we had young kids, you know, and we have boys. Boys are rambunctious. If they're not, there's something wrong with the boys. I mean, boys, they're supposed to be that way. And, you know, so for example, you go to the grocery store and our boys like to ride in the carts, climb on the carts, you know, go aisle diving off the cart. I mean, not quite that bad, but, you know, you could always see like the attendants, you know, they get nervous. You know, they're watching like, what's going on? And sometimes they'd say something and sometimes they wouldn't. And I kind of wanted to put a sign on my kids that said, don't worry, we never sue. You know, like, and I even had that conversation with a couple of times when people are like you go into the mall and they've got a play area for the kids and then you got boys. So they're being a little bit extra. And then somebody's like, you know, I think that we have to have them not do that. And I'm like, you don't, but you're worried I'm going to sue. And let me promise you, we won't, because we understand that if they get hurt, they get hurt, you know? And that's on us as parents. That's the issue.
What kind of legal liability do we have if somebody falls and breaks their neck?
Same liability we have if someone falls in a crack on a sidewalk. Same liability.
Do we have cameras there?
Yes. We do.
We do.
Again, which is good for evidence, you know, to make sure, whatever. But I guess I deeply yearn for a world in which you can have a publicly provided municipal splash pad. You can have kids and parents having fun. And there are going to be accidents. And nobody gets sued. Like, that's the world I want to live in. Because not everything justifies a lawsuit. I mean, a kid's playing on the swing and he jumps off and, you know, he twists an ankle or breaks a leg. That's what kids do. That's what they're supposed to do. Oh, man, they didn't have the right kind of squishy padding on there to protect my kids from life. Duh. You know? 437-1620. Sorry, I get to rant a little bit about this subject. But anyway, so good for Milton for keeping the splash pad open.
Yeah.
Good for them for giving some information to people to tell them, hey, behave. I just hope it continues to be that way. And apparently this is a problem that everybody deals with. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And taking a look, it looks like everything is cleared for the most part. We are watching the front gate at NAS. That's a little backed up this morning. 437-1620. If you have a traffic tip, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. 857 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, here's my recommendation. You want somebody in your corner who knows what she's doing, who's good at it, can get the job done, good price, good timing, all of that. But just make sure to get the process done properly. So here's what I recommend. You know I talk about Christina Leavenworth a lot. She's fantastic. Pick your three. Like any big, major decision you're going to make in your life, you want to have a couple of options. Okay, so find your, you know, your buddy or your relative or whoever who's a real estate agent that you feel like you got to talk to them. And then you got your person that you maybe know otherwise for whatever reason. And then just make sure that third person is Christina Leavenworth. And talk to them, ask them your questions, and interview them and see who's going to do a better job for you. That's it. And then you make a decision. And if it seems like, you know, your cousin's brother's sister's boyfriend is the best, go with them. That's fine. But, I mean, you may find something else when you talk to Christina Leavenworth. 723-9158. 723, no problem with cousin's boyfriend's best friend's whatever's, but Ferris doesn't vote for them. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 8:58, time for
Future News.
Future News. That's when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, Trump is going to be arraigned in court today. He's going to enter a plea. Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
100% not guilty. Of course he's going to enter. He cannot. There's no universe in which he pleads guilty. Period. I will give up Future News if he pleads guilty. Like, that's a 100% prediction. Will there be unrest outside the court?
Yes.
I'm going to say protest, demonstrations, and no unrest. Fingers crossed.
I hope not.
Smile in the mugshot?
He's not going to get a mugshot.
He is going to get a mugshot, and he's going to smile because, you know, he's so sure of himself, and he wants to stick it to the man, and the way to stick it to the man is to give a mugshot that conveys the appropriate amount of contempt for this entire process. District 1 medical examiner, we've been talking about this all day. Will Escambia County Commissioners Jeff Burgosh, Stephen Berry, and Lumen May, and to some degree Robert Bender, repent of their silliness and agree to just build the dang facility in Santa Rosa County?
Please, 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 yes. For your own good.
God, I so want to say yes. Charlie Brown with the football. Yes.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.